Right, well, I've arrived in the Bittern area. This is on the outskirts of Southampton. I'm meeting some guys from Vote Leave over in the shopping centre there. We've got a stall set up and everything. I assume they're going to have their own leaflets, but I bought some of our stuff as well, so we'll be handing that out. I think the Member of Parliament here might be turning up as well. I'm not sure about that. What I do know is it's been raining a lot. So I've got my coat on, I've grabbed my hat, get a load of this stuff out the boot of the car and I'll pop over, see if I can find the guys. Right, we're here at Bittern Shopping Centre in Southampton. I'm with Luke, Tom and Mark from Vote Leave Southampton. Now, we've just been doing a street stall, actually chucked it down with rain, all got soaking wet. But until the rain came, how's it been going here?
It's been going pretty good. We've had a really positive response with the public. They took a lot of leaflets, paraphernalia, the badges, and the bags and pens. Yeah, it's been really, really good.
That's good. Now, when I was talking to people, there were quite a lot of people really annoyed about this £9 million that David Cameron and Co are spending on the, you know, that e-leaflet. Have you been finding that's an issue here?
One man did say that that's really swung it for him, that he's definitely going to vote Leave for us now. But as Luke was saying, our leaflet's been pretty popular. Five positive reasons. We're running a positive campaign. What David Cameron's doing, we objected to the government money being used in that way, but there's no signs of it being anything but a negative campaign.
No, that's right, it's all just Project Fear, isn't it?
Absolutely, it's the sort of propaganda that made Goebbels watch.
Force being of history. And Royston Smith, the local MP, came along to the stall and gave his support. And as I said, they've tried everything in the Project Fear so far. So, you'll lose the jobs and it hasn't worked. So.
Yeah, that's good. So what else have you guys got planned now? Because I've got to shoot off up to a place near Winchester for a meeting. What are you guys up to for a few days?
On Friday, Chris Grayling, the leader of Castle Commons, is speaking at Southampton Football Stadium. Yeah. And we'll be welcoming him. And then the day after, on Saturday, we'll be leafleting again in the Bargate for Central Southampton.
Fantastic. Oh, that's right, in the Central Southampton. Yeah, Bargate. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I know where that is.
Quite a packed gallery. Right.
Yeah, it sounds like really busy. That's excellent news. Well, that seemed to go quite well. Pity the rain came on, actually, because shopping centre was really busy. We were getting loads of leaflets going out, and then as soon as the rain came down, I think everyone went off home. Anyway, I've got to get on. I've got to get up the road, about half an hour up the road, to a village near Winchester, where we're doing a public meeting in a village hall there. So, I'm hoping I can get something to eat on the way, because I'm getting a bit peckish. Anyway, off I go.